in the aftermarket, you see, for the summer months. And then all the carters, when they was up in the field to plough, they used to get I think the carter used to have about a gallon of beer and come down, you see, because there used to be so many carters and boys in the stable, see. And, you know, the boys didn't have so much, then the carter perhaps them used to be first the carter, then the second carter, then the third, like that, see, all smaller allowances. And then they had those little barrels, you know, like a barrel of beer, you know, small ones.
Yeah.
And then the farmer used to have a big barrel of beer in, and one of them was torn off every month to go and fill the barrels to go out in the field.
Yeah.
And they used to have a little chain on the barrels, just probably hang it on the horse's aims, you see.
Yeah.
And that was better beer, that was halfpenny beer, see. And it was brewed at Kennet all around here, because there was big breweries at Kennet.
Mm.
They used to brew some beautiful beer.
Yeah.
So when they started offering the brew one day and take it out the next, you know, of course the beer was never so good. No, of course, they used to brew in the winter over there.
Mm.
They had their own malt houses, men kept them on to all the malting. And then they used to have big barrels, store all the beer up till the end of March, something like that, in these big barrels. Then in the summer they brought it out.
Mm-hmm.
They never brewed at all. And of course, when you have a bottle of beer in those days, the longer it kept, the better it got.
Mm.
Well, you remember when in my young days, my father used to have a 36 barrel at the time in, and sometimes 18.
Mm.
We used to do the work on around here, my father and three brothers of us, see, in the mason kind.
Mm.
And we used to have, do the work for the pub people, big was probably Big Anton, and one of the Lions, and several of the houses around here.
Mm.
We used to do the work, then we didn't have beer out seeing them when we settled up, take it out.
Mm.
Oh, all right. Of course, the beer then they keep, but don't you have a barrel beer? Don't keep long, right? In barrels today, no. Only of course, it's good stuff to drink nowadays.
Mm.
Yeah, more like food for them then, at least now. Yeah. Oh, I think it's better time with people and young chaps than we used to go to pub in nowadays when I was young.
Mm.
What we used to do in the winter? Well, football. I was traveling much in my young days.
Mm.
And then we used to get up what we call out in the fields, big meadows, and play click-clack and business base and all like that, you know.
Yeah.
Like racing about. And I remember we used to go to fox hunting.
Yeah.
One go off fox, tell one off to go for a fox, you see, in the West Hollow.
Huh.
I can remember once, one game, Gil, he went fox, and he said, come on, Jim, I'll be out tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And we started up and went all the way around this hill, over a bank up there, right up Tran Road, right up round Tan Hill,
mm-hmm.
back round.
Yeah.
And they tell you what we used to have to let them know where we was. We used to get a piece out of the river, and there's some big stuff growing in there. We have it to blow it like hard.
Mm.
Some to some weed, you know, big stalk stuff, just all up over the middle. And that's how we used to run with that game.
Mm.
I can remember once up here, run over the bank of a women, you know, there's a steep bank, see?
Mm.
And of course, he didn't say nothing. Of course, he went on when he went down, and I ran that bus.
Yeah.
Oh, this rare sport, you know, we can run like a deer in my days.
Mm.
Of course, they'd perhaps come do the exercise today like we did then. Never thought about going to the pub in their day.
Mm.
No. Mm. I can remember up the pub up in the Red Lion, used to be an old man about 20 stone at that Peter Neat at the pub. Nobody was allowed in the best room, only just about one or two, you know,
mm.
specials. And then they used to brew their own beer there.
Mm.
Yes, about 20 stone. And I tell you what used to happen there too. There used to be a Springland factory worked down there. There used to be two big breaks come up every Saturday afternoon.
Mm.
We often four lambs, you know, the nice top of the pub.
Yeah.
And then there's a room up there, what they call the long room. They all used to get in and have a sing-song up at 10 o'clock. So I tell you this. Rare sport in my days, farm, you know.
Mm.
Of course, I don't do that. All they do is now have charabang out, isn't it now?
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. Then we used to have the old clubs, you know.
Yeah.
Big Anton Club, Avery Club, Mountain Club, Overton Club. Big Anton was 20 Monday, Avery was Whit Monday,
yeah.
And Mountain was 24th of May.
Yeah.
Oh yes, yes. Well, used to have a band for him.
Mm-hmm.
Used to the old man up there where Mr. Perry's shop operated at the pub there, same Robert Clemens. He used to have a pigeon at the dove on his stick and a little bit of rubbish tied around the dove's neck.
Mm-hmm.
And Jenny used to have the band from Garfield, you know, Garfield Bass Band,
yeah.
Come for the vacation. Well, he used to go up the top there on the swimming road, just up the top, maybe even that way, have you?